For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. Public health authorities in Quebec have declared another case of measles in Montreal. Warnings have been issued alerting the population about possible exposure to the highly contagious virus during the period between September 20 and 25. The health agency said that the infected person arrived on Air Canada Flight 8903 from Moncton to Montreal on September 20 and spent some time over the noon hour in the arrivals area at Trudeau Airport. The agency has a complete list of locations on its website where possible exposure to measles might have occurred. For those who may have been exposed to the infectious disease, they are asked to be on the lookout for any symptoms. If there are health concerns, people are urged to call InfoSante by dialing 811. Quebec Premier François Legault has apologized to First Nations and Inuit peoples for long-standing discrimination in their dealings with the province. The apology was the first of calls to action laid out by retired Superior Court Justice Jacques Vien. The report made public earlier this week details some of the ways in which, quote, institutional practices, standards, laws, and policies remain a source of discrimination and inequality for First Nations and Inuit across Quebec. The report makes 142 recommendations for improvements across several jurisdictions, including youth protection, health and social services, justice, corrections, and policing. Despite Legault's gesture of reconciliation, the First Nations are still worried that the government of Quebec does not understand the urgency of taking immediate action to correct the current situation, according to the Assembly of First Nations Quebec-Labrador. The First Nations are therefore directly inviting the Premier to work with them to put an end to the systematic discriminatory practices among all public services. Authorities in the Azores are on red alert as Hurricane Lorenzo approached. School classes were cancelled and government offices were closed as people were told to remain indoors. The Category 2 hurricane powered across the Atlantic Ocean, lashing the archipelago with heavy rains, powerful winds, and damaging high waves. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami said swells generated by Lorenzo were being felt along the eastern coasts of the United States and Canada, in the Bahamas, and in parts of Western Europe. The center warned the swells are bringing life-threatening rip currents. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.